Everybody, Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Well, wrapping up this weekend, it has been cooler under some clouds. We're only about 70 today. And for this upcoming week, it looks like mid to upper 60s, a chance of a storm late in the week. Jim Howell, Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 69 degrees.
Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Visit galleryofguns.com today. At galleryofguns.com, you'll find our huge wholesale inventory of firearms on sale through 4,000-plus dealers nationwide. Choose from thousands of models from manufacturers like Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, and Taurus, to name just a few. Not an auction site, you receive access to a huge wholesale inventory of firearms with exact pricing, and all fees are included. Visit galleryofguns.com today.
Plenty of medals were given to some overachieving and well-deserved athletes recently in London. When it comes to fair, honest, and reliable service, there is a deserving gold medalist right here in your own backyard, Virginia Auto Service. If you live or work downtown, get gold medal service for your car right on the corner of 7th Street in Virginia. A Bosch service center, A-plus rated with the BBB. Boot to bonnet. Oh, you know what I mean. Bumper to bumper. Virginia Auto Service knows how to take care of their customers. See them online at virginiaautoservice.com.
Dr. Carl Petrasso is a clinical psychologist and dream interpretation expert. For over 25 years, Dr. Carl has explained hundreds of dreams for celebrities, political figures, and people just like you. Dr. Carl is the author of the groundbreaking book, Dreaming for Success. The book tells you about the advice that is contained in your dreams and how that advice can change your life. To purchase the book, Dreaming for Success, or to schedule a consultation, visit drcarl.net. That's drcarl.net.
Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma, from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondra is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondra.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here to help you conquer your vision loss. And I always love listening to that introductory music. It's from the opera Turandot, and the aria is Nessun Dorma. And Pavarotti is singing, Vincero, Vincero, I will conquer, I will conquer. And that's my goal, to help you conquer your vision loss. And every Sunday evening, in Phoenix, Arizona, we have always an exciting guest to share information with you, to give you some insights on treatments that are available that may be a little bit different than conventional ophthalmology. I wear two hats. I'm a board-certified ophthalmologist and also a homeopathic doctor. I recently became a professor of the American Comprehensive Integrative Medical Association. So it's my pleasure that you're listening, and as don't delay, and I want to introduce my guest. It's a fantastic and very fascinating individual. Tim Smith was one of the engineers that guided the Apollo spacecraft to the moon and back, and I can remember as a child watching that on TV and just being amazed at the technology. And believe it or not, he's now working on new medical equipment to improve your health and your sight. Tim, it's so great to have you on Healthy Vision.
Ed, thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here and hope I can contribute to your session.
And you're calling from Texas, right?
Yeah, I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Calling from Dallas, Texas, because I'm here in Los Angeles, California. I'm attending a meeting And actually, one of the presenters kind of made a joke about Texas and the Texas language. So I had a smile on your face listening to you, and I, you know, detected the accent. Of course, in Dade City, you know, there's also a pretty strong accent in Dade City, Florida. I really can't poke fun at anybody. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We have a unique dialect up there. I wonder if you could share with everybody. I mean, what you did was absolutely phenomenal. I wonder if you could just, you know, briefly go over the excitement that existed at that time, working on the Apollo spacecraft mission, and your role in, you know, taking that spaceship to the moon and back.
Okay, I'll be very glad to. For your audience, I am an electrical engineer. I have both a bachelor's degree and a master's degree, and I graduated from Southern Methodist University. And upon graduation, I joined Texas Instruments as a design engineer designing integrated circuit chips. And these are the little microchips that make your cell phones today work. And back in the 1960s, they were the chips that were used to build all kinds of computers. My first job assignment at Texas Instruments was to design chips for satellite applications, namely a set of chips so you could build a whole computer out of them. And their primary mission was to be extremely reliable, medium in performance, but enough functions to build a whole computer. So I'm quite proud to say that that first chipset that I did was the chipset used for several outer orbit communication satellites, and then subsequently was used to build a computer that guided the lander to the surface of the moon and guided the takeoff coming back. So that was, you know, something I'm extremely proud of. When I got out of, or actually, John F. Kennedy said, we're going to put a man on the moon in less than 10 years. As a result of that, about 500,000 people like myself went into engineering school that probably would not have gone into engineering school otherwise. And they fueled this massive technology development. And a lot of people don't really understand that there was around 500,000 inventions required for that mission to work. Inventions and technology that had not ever been done before. And I'm proud to be one of those. Now, the other thing that most people don't realize is probably the average age of an engineer working on that program was somewhere between 23 and 28. Myself, I was 23 years old when I designed the chips that went to the moon and back. So that kind of is a lesson that we can learn about what can youth do. And youth can do a whole lot more than we give them credit for. I think that's true today. It was definitely true in the 60s.
It just boggles my mind when I think that, you know, you as a 23-year-old were responsible for developing this durable chip that withstood all the extremes of temperature and trauma, you know, going to the moon and back, 23 years of age. You know, in my mind, I would think it would be a mature group of seasoned engineers that had a lot of experience, you know, 50 years of age and older.
Right. That wasn't the case. At that point in history of the chip industry, there were approximately 100 design engineers in the world, and TI had 50 of them, and I was one of those 50.
So your company was really, the Texas Instrument was really the leader at that time.
Oh, yeah, we were number one in the world in the chip industry for until sometime in the early 1970s, and then we got surpassed by a few other companies. Mm-hmm. Now the objective that I was given, and you know, I didn't even realize what they asked me to do was supposed to be hard. They sent me off to Sandia Corporation in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and asked me to come back with the definition of all the chips that they needed to build this computer. You know, it's like when they gave me that job, they just expected me to go do that and come back with the definition.
Like going out and picking up a loaf of bread, coming back, right?
That was my job. Now, I'm pretty proud to say those chips actually did work. They were quite successful. Here recently, we got some photographs that came back from a satellite called the Voyager. Do y'all remember that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was satellites of the outer rings around Saturn. Okay. Those were those same, that was that same chipset. And that satellite was shot off in the mid-1970s. So this is 40 years later. And they turned that satellite on this year, and it still worked.
So no one can say that your product can't stand the test of time and harsh
right.
conditions.
Correct. And then survive the radioactive environment. You know, you got all these radioactive particles coming through the chips at all times out in space, which most people don't understand. Later at TI, just to give you more rundown on my history, I was assigned to lead a design group to design all the chips for both the Minuteman missile and the Poseidon missile. And then following that, I invented a product line for TI, and this was when I was 29, that became the highest volume product line in the world for building logic chips. And that product line was used by every computer manufacturer in the world for two decades, 1975 to about 1995. So when I say that, it's it. Pardon me?
The engineer just gave us a warning that we got 2 minutes before break.
Okay.
So I'm going to
I'm gonna have to cut you off. Yeah.
You're listening to Healthy Vision, and my guest is Tim Smith. He was the engineer that contributed a lot of work developing the chips that took the Apollo spacecraft to the moon and back. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about what does this have to do with your eye, what does this have to do with your vision and health, because the story gets very, very interesting. Mr. Tim Smith has now founded a company that is developing sophisticated microcurrent machines primarily to treat pain, but I do believe that they have an application to help your vision. And I'd like to talk to him more about this. So you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and my guest is Tim Smith. And I'm here every Sunday to bring you information that can help improve your health and your vision. So we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Do you have dry eyes? Trouble with burning, itching, or focusing? Expensive dry eye drops not helping? Good news for your dry, sore, burning eyes. Dr. Kondrat's new dry eye support can help. This special formulation contains plant-based omega oils, a proprietary blend of green food supplements, digestive enzymes, and other vitamins to help your dry eye problem. Order now and save 20%, and you will also receive the 1995 Alternative Treatments to Dry Eye webinar free. Call now to order 800-430-9328. Save 20%, and you will receive his 1995 Alternative Treatments to Dry Eye webinar free. Call 800-430-9328. Don't delay. Begin now to improve your vision and your health. Call 800-430-9328. Save 20%, and you will receive his 1995 Alternative Treatments to Dry Eye webinar free. 800-430-9328. This special limited to three per order. Offer expires December 31st. That's 800-430-9328. Call now.
Call Dr. Kondrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Kondrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of three best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Kondrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
This is Dr. Edward Kondrat. I recently finished a grueling backpacking trip with my friend Dr. Robert Rowan, editor of Second Opinion Newsletter. He is a nonstop walking, talking encyclopedia of natural healing. I learned more hiking with him than most of my medical meetings. I traveled from Tampa to join him on this trek in the high Sierras of California, incurring over $1,000 in expenses for this trip with airfare and investment in the latest camping equipment. But you can have the same experience by subscribing to Dr. Rowan's phenomenal newsletter. For only $39, you can have Second Opinion delivered right to your door each month. Call today and you will get 5 free special reports. Just call 800-791-3445 to subscribe. Please take advantage of this special offer. I guarantee you will not incur the aching muscles like I got. Call 800-791-3445 for your own copy today. Next year, I might stay at home and just read the Second Opinion.
There are three things that can make investments look attractive: the past, present, and future. Some investments seem like a good buy if you only look at past performance. Others are attractive for the immediate moment, and still others feel like it's where the future lies. Republic Monetary Exchange's position is that gold is all three. Sure, uncertainty is everywhere today, and it could get worse. Much worse. That uncertainty is the very thing that drives the gold market. Diversifying into physical gold stabilizes an investment portfolio in uncertain times, no matter what monetary policies come down the pike. You can even make gold a part of a tax-deferred account, such as an IRA or a 401k. There may also be key tax benefits to owning gold coins when planning generational wealth preservation. Call Republic Monetary Exchange today at 602-955-6500 or log on to republicmonetary.com to learn more. Don't wait to buy gold. Buy gold, then wait. Republic Monetary Exchange, 602-955-6500.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Hey, welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And with me, my guest this evening is Tim Smith, who was one of the key engineers that worked on the Apollo spacecraft, and his engineering genius helped take the spacecraft to the moon and back. And Mr. Smith, I know you wanted to give one more interesting fact about your engineering career before we go right into the medical device that you developed. So let's you can share that with me.
Okay, good. The next chipset I did after the Minuteman missile and the Poseidon missile was a family of logic chips to build computers. And it became the most popular chipset in the world for about 20 years. And notable computers like the very first Apple was built with my chips, and so was the very first PC. So I guess I've got R&D in my blood.
Yeah.
So
then, how did you get interested in the medical aspects of this?
Well, when I turned 60, I was trying to figure out what I was going to do, next with my life. I had too much energy to retire, and I was exposed to some information out of Eastern Europe and Russia that basically said if you put the right kind of electrical signals through the skin, you can stimulate the nervous system to turn on the body's natural processes for healing things. And the more I looked at it, and I understood what kind of signals they were trying to do, and they never really achieved what they said they were trying to do, but it became real obvious to me that what they were trying to do was not all that hard to do, so I decided to do it. And so I got together with another retired TI engineer in my house in 2004. In 9 months, we developed our very first electrostimulator. We put it in production the 10th month, and the 11th month, my little company was profitable, so that's a pretty good track record.
What makes your stimulator, because I've talked numerous times about microcurrent stimulation, using just a very low electrical current, maybe 40 to 100 microamps. It's delivered in a continuous type of wave or an alternating wave, but what makes your delivery system different?
Okay, most microcurrent devices that are on the market today are built with very low voltage signals. And if you want to stimulate the C fibers of the nervous system, you need to stimulate them with very high voltage signals. And by that I mean greater than 200 volts. You also want to stimulate them with a sinusoidal signal, because the body reacts more readily to sinusoidal signals than it does square waves. So if you design a sinusoidal signal like what we we've done. It is a pulsed high voltage signal of very short duration, so that the signal is only present about 1% of the time, and 99% of the time it's not. And that way we can keep the current very low even though we've got a high voltage. And this puts out a waveform that goes into the nervous, to your nervous system, that has the approximate shape of the signals that run around naturally within your nervous system.
So it's kind of duplicating the natural electrical activity between nerves?
Right. Now, what I think is happening, and this is an engineer speaking, not a doctor, is that when you put these signals, you got A fibers, B fibers, and C fibers. And A and B are your fast pain response fibers. The C fibers are the fibers that work with the brain to create substances called neuropeptides. So I think that when you put the right signal into a C fiber, the brain says, what's going on down there? And as it investigates what's going on, it decides what neuropeptides you need to address the problem that it's found. And so it makes the neuropeptides that you need for that situation. Now, Russian scientists that I've talked to say that they measured over 400 different kinds of neuropeptides generated as a result of stimulating the C fibers and the brain getting involved. And the kinds of neuropeptides really depends on what's wrong, not really what the stimulation is. Okay?
So in other words, the body knows what neuropeptides is. This is a matter of stimulating the C fibers, and then the body will generate the appropriate neuropeptide. Is that what you're saying?
What these Russian doctors told me was that it's built into the human DNA that when you have a particular problem, and for every distinctly different problem that one may have, the body will make a different combination of neuropeptides to address that problem. So there is a set of neuropeptides it makes to address a common cold and a different set to address a broken bone.
Now I want you to tell the listeners, because this is a funny part of the story, because you were doing some type of deep espionage with the Russians. And how did you get the information? How did you get the information out of these Russians?
Well, you know, I watched a lot of James Bond when I was younger. Anyway, I'm a diabetic, so I told the Russians I was diabetic, and that means I couldn't drink vodka with them. But they liked vodka, so I kept saluting them, and they kept drinking vodka. And the Navy has a statement that loose lips sink ships. Well, when their lips got loose enough, they just started telling me everything that they had discovered in the past 20 years.
You had your notebook there.
Well, actually, I just captured it in my head. I didn't want to be that obvious about it.
Yeah, because at this time, they were kind of protecting. They were very protective of this device. That was called the SCANAR, wasn't it?
It was called the SCANAR, and I found out what they were trying to do, and I found out the four basic signals that they used to treat about 99.99% of problems. It turns out that if we used more modern technology, which I did, it's quite easy to produce those same four signals in any, in a single device. And so we did that. Now, in the neuropeptide story, your body makes enkephalons and endorphins, and those happen to be very strong painkillers. So the very first effect that applying our technology, or even the Russian SCANAR technology, to an injury is quick and long-lasting pain reduction. Then the secondary effect are the neuropeptides that the brain sends down there to fix what's wrong. So it's a technology that we're cleared by the FDA, we're cleared in Europe, and we're cleared in Canada to talk about pain, chronic pain, intractable pain, post-surgical pain.
Well, you know, my interest is in, I guess, stimulating those neuropeptides to somehow reduce inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's a key component to a lot of eye diseases that I see, the macular degeneration and glaucoma.
Right.
You can just simply reduce the inflammation.
So this is my opinion. I'm not cleared to make this claim, but my opinion is that a clinical trial and clinical study in this area would prove that it does just what you said.
Well, I haven't actually participated in any clinical trials, but I have used your device on, you know, many patients with eye problems, and I think the biggest obstacle that I have is the proper delivery method.
Okay.
We're coming up to another break on Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condra, and my guest is Mr. Tim Smith. He's the engineer, electrical engineer that was instrumental in developing the microtrip chips that helped guide the Apollo spacecraft to the moon and back, and now he has an interest in medical equipment for reducing pain. It's a type of microcurrent machine, and when we come back, we'll be talking more about possible applications for eye problems. I'm here every Sunday on Healthy Vision. We try to have an interesting guest that can contribute something to help you with your vision loss. And the last Sunday of every month, we have a special program. It's called Ask Dr. Condra a Question. We don't have a guest on this program. We just dedicate the entire program for your opportunity to call in, to have all of your questions answered. And that will take place the last Sunday in December, December the 30th. And also I wanted to mention that next Sunday, we have a very interesting guest, Dr. Schallenberg, who's a well-known authority on oxidative treatments. So be right back after this break.
NBC News Radio, I'm Melissa Rayberger. President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner met at the White House this afternoon to talk about the fiscal cliff. Both men agreed not to speak with reporters, but both stressed the lines of communication remain open. With that backdrop, key Republicans were suggesting today that they will give the president his tax hike on the wealthiest of Americans. Tennessee Republican Bob Corker is in that group.
A lot of people are putting forth a theory, and I actually think it has merit, where you go ahead and give the president the 2% increase that he's talking about, the rate increase on the top 2%. And all of a sudden, the shift goes back to entitlements.
Corker appeared on Fox News Sunday. Egypt's opposition says it will keep demonstrating against a referendum on a disputed draft constitution. The opponents will not boycott next Saturday's vote, but will continue to pressure President Morsi to cancel that vote. This is NBC News Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Well, wrapping up this weekend, it has been cooler under some clouds. We're only about 70 today. And for this upcoming week, it looks like mid to upper 60s, a chance of a storm late in the week. Jim Howell, Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 69 degrees.
Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Hi, I'm Chris Codinez, licensed professional counselor and owner of AHA Counseling AZ. If you are looking for a counselor who is a real person, who has been there and done that, and who has a sense of humor and is not afraid to use it, then I am the counselor for you. I'm eclectic in my approach, and I try to make counseling as fun as possible. To schedule an appointment, please give me a call at 480-772-2561. That's 480-772-2561. Hope to hear from you soon.
My clients have personally called to thank me because they haven't lost any money in their annuities. In fact, many are earning nice returns right now. Hi, this is Steve Lance, author of Annuities, a 21st Century Pension Plan. If you're tired of stock market losses in your 401k or your investment accounts, my book is a roadmap on how to immediately stop the losses and quickly recover so you can enjoy the retirement you've planned for. You deserve some good news, so call me at 800-445-2516, 800-445-2516, or go to AskMrAnnuity.com and get your roadmap to retirement.
Call Dr. Condrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of three best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you.
Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Well, welcome back to Health and Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condron, with me is Tim Smith, the electrical engineer that was instrumental in guiding the Apollo spacecraft to the moon and back. And we're talking about microcurrent and the Russian microcurrent technology and his research and his work in developing new equipment that can improve your health and improve your vision. So, Mr. Smith, let's continue now with your company, and your company is called Avazia.
That's right.
And
we have a website, www.avazia.com, A-V-A-Z-Z-I-A.com, that has a lot of information about our products.
And I was really impressed with your training. That was a couple of weeks ago. My wife attended training, and I had been using a similar machine, and I kind of never go on any hike without it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an offshoot of the Avazia machine, and I have seen miracles. I was at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, you know, a six-hour hike from civilization, and I treated a young gal that sprained her ankle. She couldn't even walk, and her father was really worried. They were thinking about calling a chopper to take her out of the canyon, and after a 15-minute application, she was back walking. So I've seen, it's amazing what it does for musculoskeletal problems.
Right.
And so I'm very enthusiastic, and in fact, I'm planning to hold some training for your machine at the Florida Wellness Center here in Central Florida.
Right.
Because we were joking at the break that we have a lot of country people here, cowboys, and not only could they use it, but also their animals, the musculoskeletal. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that really interested me about this technology that sort of compelled me to develop the products that we did was the concept that these signals could provide pain relief at strengths close to morphine without injecting foreign drugs or surgery on the patient. So the idea of relieving pain without drugs and without surgery was a very compelling reason for doing what we did.
And that's essentially the mechanism of morphine. It helps regulate these neuroendocrine hormones.
Mm-hmm. But it has a lot of side effects.
Well, a lot of side effects. One of them is addiction.
Right.
Of course, I love your machine. I'm not addicted to it. I talk to a lot of people about it, but I haven't reached the point of addiction.
Well, I don't think you will, because I don't think it's something you get addicted to. But it does work, and we've got several hundred medical professionals around the United States and some in Southeast Asia using our technology, and I get calls almost every week with some very interesting application that they found for which the device is not cleared, but for which they had great results. So these things are building up sort of a library of things we want to study. And I would be very interested in working with you to study some of the effects you're talking about on the eye.
Yeah, I've used your machine, for the treatment of eye problems, but I think that the main difficulty is, the delivery system.
Mm-hmm.
As the machine takes signals on the skin,
mm-hmm.
We're looking at a deeper application inside the eye, near the optic nerve. Of course.
Correct.
I would assume that, I don't know if you agree with me, but if you do treat even superficially on the skin, it may cause some neuroendocrine changes that may be beneficial in terms of reducing inflammation or reducing pain around the eye.
Have you read the article by Dr. Mae-Wan Ho that correlates the connective tissue matrix in your body to a communication superhighway?
I belong to an organization called the College of Syntonics,
mm-hmm.
and they use light therapy And their belief is that there's communication systems, light highways throughout the body.
Right, and that's your collagen matrix.
The collagen pathway. Right, yeah. So and that's kind of the basis of acupuncture in Chinese medicine.
Right.
There's these pathways, electrical pathways.
In the connective tissue matrix of your body, it's all made out of collagen, and that's the pathway that you're talking about. This Dr. Maiwan Ho found that when a body is well hydrated, that your collagen matrix will have molecules of water suspended in it, and on the surface of these molecules of water will be molecules of collagen, and that molecules of collagen on the surface of water act like a semiconductor device that you can turn on and turn off. So it might be possible with the right kind of signals to communicate much deeper into the body than just at the surface, even though you've got your electrodes out by the surface.
But then you're also dealing with different tissue structure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have the fat matrix around the eye, which acts as a protection, and you have the sclera, which is kind of like a protective coat, and then you have your retina, which is part of the neurological system.
Wow.
So you have, you have different tissue structures, but I'm sure that, you know, your skills as an engineer and, you know, your troubleshooting, I hope we can work together, because I feel that, I know that microcurrent technology, there's no question that the microcurrent technology that I use has a profound effect on the eye. You know, by improving circulation, stimulating cellular activity. But the biggest problem has always been just directing that signal to exactly where it's needed.
Right. So that's where I would, you know, get an investigative study with you about possibility of looking at some pulsed electromagnetic fields that have the right shape. And the reason I say that is when you take a conductor and you put it in the middle of a pulsed magnetic field, the field will induce microcurrents in the conductor. So you could induce microcurrents behind the eye with a magnetic pulse without ever sticking a needle inside the body.
So that may be a much safer and simpler.
Yeah, more elegant way to do it. And it might be that the currents are nanoamps, too. I mean, really low, so that you avoid the probability of hurting something, but you may get some very positive results. So anyway, that's
based on my experience with microcurrent, it's interesting. When I started treating the eye, we were using levels of current around 400 to 500 microamps.
Mm-hmm.
And over the past 10 years, I've reduced that level of current. And now using 20 to 40 microamps, and I'm getting better results. It seems like all you need is just a very low stimulation. Of course, you know, the eye tissue, the retina, is a very sensitive tissue. And, you know, you don't want to overwhelm it. And I do think that higher levels of current, that's why we have to be careful when we use microcurrent in treating the eye. And I'm always concerned when patients are, you know, they hear about microcurrent on the eye, they buy a 10 unit on eBay, and it has...
That puts up milliamperes.
Milliamps, right. They don't understand that, but, you know, the thinking of the public is if, you know, something helps, more is better. So a higher current can get the job done. But that's just not the case. We want to deal with... Now, your machine... I wonder if you could explain a little bit about the technology, because it actually does a reading on the body. It actually does consecutive reading about balance. I wonder if you could explain that.
Right. Our output signal is a pulsed sinusoidal signal that's damped. So it starts out with a higher pulse, and then it as it swings up and down, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And the period of that oscillation is a function of the conductivity of the tissue that you're treating. So as you apply the signal to tissue, the conductivity of that tissue changes, and therefore the electrical properties of the signal change. And we've got a little computer in our device that measures that change, and on our ProSport device gives a digital readout to the operator of what those numbers are. And you can take those readings up and down the spine, for instance, and you can find the vertebrae that needs the most attention because it'll be the one with the highest reading.
So it's not only a therapeutic device, it's also a diagnostic device.
Well, it helps the doctor do the diagnostic. The FDA would get mad at me if I...
Find out what areas are low in current.
Are actually which ones are the highest conductivity, which usually indicates an inflammation.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, when you get a point of inflammation, your body builds up liquid and fluids under the surface of the skin, and those fluids conduct electricity better than skin does.
So then your machine will help balance that. It'll help.
Right. It'll help detect where it is.
Balance
and
that area.
It'll help detect where it is, and it's a device that's useful for applying a therapy to that region.
Well, we're coming up to another break. You're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. My guest is Tim Smith. And we're talking about microcurrent and his company, Avazia, who's developed an instrument that's a little bit different than microcurrent, different waveform, and it may have a great potential in treating the eye. So we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Do you have dry eyes, trouble with burning, itching, or focusing? Expensive dry eye drops not helping? Good news for your dry, sore, burning eyes. Dr. Kondrat's new dry eye support can help. This special formulation contains plant-based omega oils, a proprietary blend of green food supplements, digestive enzymes, and other vitamins to help your dry eye problem. Order now and save 20%, and you will also receive the 1995 Alternative Treatments to Dry Eye webinar free. Call now to order 800-430-9328. Save 20%, and you will receive his 1995 Alternative Treatments to Dry Eye webinar free. Call 800-430-9328. Don't delay. Begin now to improve your vision and your health. Call 800-430-9328. Save 20%, and you will receive his 1995 Alternative Treatments to Dry Eye webinar free. 800-430-9328. This special limited to 3 per order. Offer expires December 31st. That's 800-430-9328. Call now.
This is Dr. Edward Kondrat. I recently finished a grueling backpacking trip with my friend Dr. Robert Rowan, editor of Second Opinion Newsletter. He is a nonstop walking, talking encyclopedia of natural healing. I learned more hiking with him than most of my medical meetings. I traveled from Tampa to join him on this trek in the high Sierras of California, incurring over $1,000 in expenses for this trip with airfare and investment in the latest camping equipment. But you can have the same experience by subscribing to Dr. Rowan's phenomenal newsletter. For only $39, you can have Second Opinion delivered right to your door each month. Call today and you will get 5 free special reports. Just call 800-791-3445 to subscribe. Please take advantage of this special offer. I guarantee you will not incur the aching muscles like I got. Call 800-791-3445 for your own copy today. Next year, I might stay at home and just read the Second Opinion.
Call Dr. Kondrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Kondrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of 3 best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Kondrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Cause and Effect Golf. Golf instruction that focuses on the student. Learn what will work for you. Cause and Effect Golf will properly diagnose your golf game and provide a pathway to your success. Concise, accurate instruction, indoor or outdoor video analysis. Finally, feel what it's like to come in under par. Check out our website. Learn what will work for you. CauseandEffectGolf.com. Golf instruction that focuses on the student. CauseandEffectGolf.com.
You asked for it. He's back. Michael Savage, nights 7 to 9. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Catch the Dennis Miller Show. Weekdays 10 till noon. On Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And with me is Mr. Tim Smith, engineer and founder of the company Avazia, which develops medical microcurrent equipment. And I wanted to ask you, Tim, your thoughts on the future of energetic medicine and also kind of the direction that you're leading your company.
Okay. Our company now has about a dozen product types that all work in the microcurrent range. And what sets one part different than another is the frequency spectrum of the signals and the way we shape the signals. So our company will continue to provide more and more frequency sets that that doctors are interested in, and that'll be one direction. The next thing I'm thinking about is that if, and this was just the way my mind works, if these microcurrents do the great things that they appear to be doing, then it should be feasible to create very attractive devices that are pulsed electromagnetic field devices where we use the signals that we're driving out of our current devices to drive these fields. And in that way, we can actually create microcurrents that are deep in the tissue. And the way that works is if you take a conductor like a wire and you subject that wire to a magnetic field, then a current will flow in the wire. Okay, so the connective tissue matrix of your body, which is made out of collagen, and it has, as I said earlier, water suspended in it and other collagen on the water, is a pathway that's like a conductor in your body. And my feeling as an electrical engineer, is if we can apply an electric magnetic field to that material, that microcurrents will flow. And that will create microcurrents that are deeper in the body than just the ones that run at the surface, like the ones we're producing right now. And I think that's an area that will be very fruitful when we go to research what can be done with it. I think that research on visions and the eye will be a good area for research. And I think looking at accelerated healing is also another area. So I think
that really got my attention, because I do see the limitation right now with the current technology. You know, we're applying it on the skin, and a lot of the current is absorbed superficially, and it's just not penetrating to the area that we want the maximum effect. Mm-hmm. So if we could develop a way, and in my mind, it's kind of like doing remote microcurrent. You're kind of directing a pulse wave to stimulate microcurrent in a particular area without having any wires or having any penetration or injury to the tissue. I think if that's
so
phenomenal.
What your audience is hearing right now is something that I'm very comfortable with. As an electrical engineer, I'm comfortable providing medical doctors like yourself pieces of technology with which you can apply your medical knowledge and achieve much more profound results than other things. And I believe that's the way that invention occurs. It's a cooperative, collaborative effort using minds that are thinking And I think we can come up with some very interesting technology.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of exciting. You're planning to visit the Florida Wellness Center and observe what I'm currently doing in treating my patients with microcurrent. And I'm very happy with my results. Close to 90% of patients that I treat will have an improvement of vision. But I do think that by tweaking the technology, we can get a more profound improvement of vision. And I'm always interested in developing equipment that a patient can take home with them. And I know that your machine, your current machine, is very affordable. It's small. It's compact. It's easy to travel. As I mentioned, I travel with it every time I hike in the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. And I'm always looking at cutting the weight. Of course, I have to smile because initially the Russians developed this machine to eliminate a hospital and pharmacy in space. Mm-hmm. So when I take my backpack at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, I want to have a hospital and pharmacy, but I don't want to have to take up much space or much weight.
Correct. You want to be really light and be small.
Really light and small and easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a machine that can... It's very, very easy to operate. So if people are interested in your technology, I know you have training courses. But let me understand that your device, you do need a physician's prescription for, or do you have some devices that you do not need a physician's prescription?
Well, here in the U.S., the devices that are used for medical purposes on people all require a prescription. I do have a facial device that ladies can use on their face, and they improve their appearance and make themselves look younger in about an hour. And those can be sold as cosmetic devices without a prescription. And then I have a couple of veterinarian products that we sell for uses on horses and dogs, and those can be sold without prescriptions.
Okay.
Now, and as time passes, we're getting more. We intend to get more and more clearances on the technology that we have.
So right now, if someone was interested in using your device, they would have to contact a physician, like myself, because mm-hmm. I've been trained
Correct.
For the device. So in fact, I'm planning to have training sessions at the Florida Wellness Center. But maybe you could give your website and company phone number for listeners who might be interested in getting mm-hmm. more information.
Correct. And we provide a downloadable prescription form that most patients can take into their personal doctors, and we've had very, very small pushback, and doctors have signed these prescriptions when they realize what they're doing very readily, and we've been able to supply devices.
So what's your website? What's the web address, URL?
www.avazia.com.
And is there a phone number that they can call?
Yes, 214-575-2820.
And also,
we'll have someone be glad to help you.
And also, folks that live in the Florida area, if you're interested in stopping by my office, you can reach me at 800-430-9328. Because even though my practice is primarily geared to the eye, I do have some patients that are coming in for neurological problems and chronic pain, and I'm getting really, really good results with the Avazia machine. It's easy to use. Mm-hmm. Well, we're coming up to a break, Tim, and I want to thank you so much for taking time to join me on Healthy Vision. You shared a lot of great information. That's been very, very helpful. And I look forward to you scheduling a trip to the Florida Wellness Center. I think that, with your expertise, hopefully we can take the microcurrent technology a step in the direction to really help folks that are suffering with a lot of chronic eye problems.
Mm-hmm. You know, helping people is our business. That's why we're doing what we do.
You help bring the Apollo spacecraft back to Earth, and now you got to help people that are losing vision to help restore their vision. And I think this is going to be the technology of the future.
Dr. Conrad, every time you get in a commercial airplane and fly from California to Florida, my chips are in the cockpit.
All right. I'm happy to hear that because I know they're dependable. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening. This is your host, Dr. Edward Conrad. And until next week, I wish you good health and clear vision.
Three things that can make investments look attractive: the past, present, and future. Some investments seem like a good buy if you only look at past performance. Others are attractive for the immediate moment, and still others feel like it's where the future lies. Republic Monetary Exchange's position is that gold is all three. Sure, uncertainty is everywhere today, and it could get worse. Much worse. That uncertainty is the very thing that drives the gold market. Diversifying into physical gold stabilizes an investment portfolio in uncertain times, no matter what monetary policies come down the pike. You can even make gold a part of a tax-deferred account, such as an IRA or a 401k. There may also be key tax benefits to owning gold coins when planning generational wealth preservation. Call Republic Monetary Exchange today at 602-955-6500 or log on to republicmonetary.com to learn more. Don't wait to buy gold. Buy gold, then wait. Republic Monetary Exchange, 602-955-6500.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of the Mike Huckabee Show, KFNX News.